Hello, I'm Sue. Contract for new critical bypass is set to be agreed. A contract for a critical bypass for a major road scheme in Oxfordshire is set to be agreed this week. The Clifton Hampden Bypass is a single carriageway bypass for the village between Culham Science Centre and the B4015 just north of Clifton on Clifton Hampden. It includes a new relief road northwest of the village between the A415 at Culham Science Centre and the B4015 Oxford Road north of Clifton Hampden, a new roundabout at the western end near Culham Science Centre and Culham Rail Station and other access junctions. It is part of the wider HIF1 road, a major scheme which will link Didcot to villages in South Oxfordshire. Councillor Judy Roberts, Cabinet Member for Place, Environment and Climate Action, is set to agree the contract at the Delegated Decisions meeting on Thursday. The report notes that the bypass is a critical component of the wider scheme. The contractor, John Graham Construction Limited, estimates that it will cost £38 million to build the bypass, while the council target cost is yet to be agreed. The HIF1 scheme as a whole aims to reduce congestion in surrounding villages, improve walking and cycling connectivity, and enable plans for more than 12,000 new homes. Other features of the scheme include building a dual carriageway on the A4130 from the A34 Milton interchange towards Didcot, a new bridge over the railway line, and a new bridge over the River Thames between Didcot and Culham. The project will also include 19 kilometres of walking and cycling paths alongside the roads, as well as 18 new bus stops for new routes between the villages. The total budget for HIF1 stands at £332 million, with Homes England providing £79.6 million in contingency funding. While the County Council has provided some of the scheme, most of the funding for the road comes from Homes England. The construction phase of the HIF1 project is expected to start this spring, and the road is expected to be open to traffic between spring and autumn 2028. If the project is not completed by 2028, the County Council will have to fund the rest of the scheme themselves. The plans for the scheme were initially turned down by Oxfordshire County Council's Planning Committee in July 2023, but it was called in by the then Secretary of State, Michael Gove. It was eventually granted approval in December 2024, by which time the costs increased by a further £28 million. Public engagement events were held last October to inform the public of how the project is progressing.